staying up to date with climate news is so important, but doesn't it make you feel a bit gloomy and helpless? Well, the Australian National Maritime Museum has a brand new series that aims for climate action to meet imagination and instead inspire hope. It's called Big Blue Ideas. To tell us more about this, we have the event curator, Emily Chetif, with us today. Hi, Emily.
Hello, how are you, Eleanor?
I'm good, thank you. Now, how does the Big Blue Idea approach the climate conversation?
Yeah, well, it is a four-part talk series, perhaps five. We're enjoying it so much we might continue it. That really looks at the big issues and tries to break them down for people, but also ensure that everybody leaves with a sense of hope, which is really difficult for us to do on some of these topics sometimes. So, you know, the next one is about plastics, which is something we've heard a lot about, and it is hard to feel really hopeful about it. But I have to tell you, when talking with the four fabulous people who are going to be on our panel next Thursday, every single one of them does have hope, and they're right smack in the middle of the issue. So I'll tell you, that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, well, I can't understand why we need a straw, like the plastic straw. If you, that's what you're talking about, I mean, why do we even use them? Like, who invented the straw?
Yeah, well, I think the final straw, we were just being a little bit cheeky with that one. The straw issue is I think a lot of people are no longer using plastic straws, which is quite nice. And there have been a lot of particularly youths who have taken things like that on board to kind of advocate and protest for change in that space. This conversation is going to go deeper. It's going to go into, you know, recycling and circular economy and what's happening, most importantly, what's happening at the big global ocean plastic treaty, which is going to be in Geneva, closing on the 14th, the day of our talk. So some of our panelists will have straight from the ground information on what the whole world is doing to stop this problem.
Oh, wow. So tell us who is going to be on the panel.
We have Craig Rukaself. So pretty much everybody knows him. Yep. From Moron Way. So he knows his stuff.
Yep.
Dr. Julia Reiser, who I've long been a big fan of. She was an oceanographer. Then she turned into creating bioplastics, so replacing plastics, which is a really lovely thing for us to be able to do with alternatives. That feel like plastics, look like plastics, work like plastics, but biodegrade. Cal Glasnig, who many would know, he's been a real force for change in Sydney and in New South Wales and around the world, and he's working on eco-anxiety with youth at the moment. And Jennifer Macklin-Downs, who's a behavioral psychologist. So she can tell us all those things about what we need to change both in ourselves, in industry, and in the bigger systems.
Mm-hmm. So how does this... how does the panel work? Do people from the audience, can they, you know, put their 2 cents worth in, or is it just the panel talking?
No, absolutely. I mean, yeah, these are big questions. We all have things that we want to say, and we want this to be fun. I mean, I know plastics can be a real downer, but yeah, so we're going to bring each person up on stage, ask them a couple questions so that everyone can get to know them, where they're coming from, bring the panel together, and then we'll have a couple of big picture questions there that the audience can shout out, can get engaged. We'll have questions online. We'll have polls up. Afterwards, we have a Sea Citizens after party. The speakers will be there so that you can attack them and ask them your personal questions. You get tours of the Seabin Ocean Health Lab to see what we're doing right here in our harbor. There's a touch trolley and a DJ and drinks and food, and the exhibitions are open. So...
All right. So what more can you ask for?
It should be a good night out on the town for National Science Week at the Australian National Maritime Museum.
Okay, brilliant. So thank you, Emily, for coming on. So it's on the 14th of August. At what time?
At 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. And we have...
Oh, I lied. No. Come at 5 if you want to come see the exhibitions, which I do hope you do, because
okay.
That's quite fun.
Right. Is there an age limit? Do you have to be a certain age?
Not at all. It's for all ages.
Okay, rightio. And you are also giving away two double passes, right?
We absolutely are. We'd like to give away two double passes to this event. We want you to come down, join us, have a great time.
Yeah, fantastic. So if you would like to win a double pass to here and be part of this Big Blue Idea at the Maritime Museum, all you have to do is email win@2scr and put Big Blue Idea Maritime Museum. I'd love to go on the subject line, and we will send you an email back and tell you how to get in. So thank you very much for coming in. Have a great panel, great show, event.
Thank you so much, Eleanor. We hope to see you there too.
Yeah, hopefully. That would be fun. Thank you, Emily.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, that was Emily Jatif, the curator of the Big Blue Ideas series at the Maritime Museum. And the upcoming event, Plastic, the Final Straw, is coming up this on the 14th of August, next week, I believe. So, yeah, of course, if you want to win it, just send an email. That's all you have to do.